Casual Cowards of Gaming. This is Charles.
My name's Chester.
I thought it would be really hard for someone to do
worse than Chester.
Worse than Chester.
This is Charles.
Congratulations.
You're on the mic. What's your beef?
Thank you for bringing beer. You're fired.
Damn it.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
You
got to keep going.
You got to keep going.
Now, what happens when it goes back to the show? You'd be like, welcome to episode 40. Because what are we at, 47? 48.
Yeah, we probably should have gone over that. So, yeah, welcome to episode 48.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you set everything up. I'm glad you came by.
Yeah.
Jeez, guys.
Thanks for getting here early and setting up. Thanks for bringing your laptop and getting prepared.
Yeah.
Group of fucking slackers.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I'm ready to go. I got like 9 things to talk about. I'd set up the music.
You didn't set up the music, you have it saved.
Exactly, because I'm smarter.
He's got to load that save file.
I got to go open.
So, historically speaking, he set it up.
Well,
yeah.
We collectively set it up. He just saved it.
I set up his microphone. Boom. I crawled on the ground and ran the cable.
He did it. All those things. He caressed my inner thigh.
I watched
his crotch. I just watched it like do stuff.
I saw it and I got a little jealous.
It was pulsating.
It was a nightmare down there.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
It was torture.
I don't want to be a part of this. Nope.
All you can say is that with Chester, the carpet does match the drapes.
Yes, it does. It's just like it's a curl down there.
It's actually, it's straightened, which is odd.
Well, no, and it's not even like a pubic mound. He has an actual afro on the end of his dick.
It's like Asian hair.
It looks like how I imagine a Fraggle's dick would look like.
So yeah, like kind of like. Just like really stringy and like parted in the middle.
Yeah, it's just really weird.
Go down on Fraggle Cock. Down on Fraggle Cock.
So you already missed a cue.
Oh, I'm terrible.
We should probably apologize to Charles because...
We're sorry, Charles. Sorry we were so mean last week.
We were talking mad shit when Charles was laid up in the hospital having his gallbladder removed and nobody told us.
Yeah. It's like, fuck that guy. He's never coming back.
Yeah.
Hey, he's in the hospital.
Like, yeah, I get a text from Chester. So, Charles in the hospital.
I didn't know.
Well, you said it was like his appendix or something.
You thought your appendix.
I thought it was my appendix. Like, I thought I had to have it taken out. Apparently, that's not the case.
Yet.
I just have a shitty, shitty diet. So, drinking all the time and eating terrible food apparently is not good for your gallbladder.
What? Hey, I'm still going.
Don't worry.
I went to cheeseburgers and cold beers earlier. Cold beers and cheeseburgers.
Oh, I drove past that yesterday.
It was okay. I mean, the beer was cold. And the cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers?
The cheeseburgers were cheeseburgers.
I heard they were the bomb. They tasted like a cheeseburger. But the beers were really cold.
You also weren't really impressed with Rocket Burger.
Rocket Burger tastes like a dog's dick. Like what I imagine a dog's dick tastes like.
Don't even. He's just doing
point of reference for dog's dick.
It tastes like the hamburgers. It tastes like the hamburgers you get at Del Taco.
If that's what dog dick tastes like, I've been missing out.
Yeah, I know. I need to get myself
because
some dog
Rocket
dick.
Burger is delicious.
I don't agree with that. I don't compare.
I need to get some dog dick.
I feel like dog dick tastes way better.
Well, you know what? I was
Rocket Burger.
Right.
Now you're changing your story.
You got to grind it up, and then you do like a smash burger style. You get like a concrete trowel and you smash it down.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you go smash burger style or butter burger style?
Yeah. Well, you could put some butter on there if you want to. Butter on your smash burger. Your dog penis smash burger. Sorry, what do you want to talk about, Dirk?
Well, I was just going to say that, like, I mean, the rate that this is going with him, like, having his gallbladder removed, you having some type of growth removed.
I didn't have it removed.
No, we're just going to run with that. That's cool.
Sure.
Did they take it out?
Your gallbladder didn't get removed?
No, it didn't get removed, no.
Oh, I thought you... Like,
I thought they usually take it out.
Yeah, as soon as it hurts you, like, they usually gets gone. Did it have stones in it?
No.
That had nothing?
No.
I'm not sorry.
Well,
then
just give
then
you
you're
like
just a slacker. You should have been here.
Like, it's just been really, really shitty shape.
Okay. Yeah. It's just like...
Just pop a few... What they give you? Vicodin?
No. No.
Nothing?
No pain pills.
Shut the fuck
up. It hurt
up.
Like a motherfucker.
You're
I probably should take it.
Ryan's probably got some for you.
I get Vicodin when I get dust in my eye. Are you kidding me?
Well, then my joke falls flat and I will leave it alone.
What?
I was going to say, like, if we just keep going this way between the four of us, we're going to have the parts of actual one human being, like one man. Like, everybody just is going to have something removed.
I didn't have anything. I had moles removed.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you had, like...
I still have my balls. You know, they didn't take those out.
Well, no, but we were talking about how large that skin...
They're in physicality.
Oh, the thing on my butt.
Skin tag. tag
skin
was.
Skin tag, yeah. Robert,
that was basically Quato on his ass.
Do we need that to build a fifth member?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, between the four of us, like, with all of our organs removed, we'll have one for everything.
We're going
like,
to build a fifth member of the
I'm really
casual
sad
characters.
That I didn't take it with me. He asked me if I Hold wanted on. It.
Quay. We have a fifth on standby. Yes. Roll Con Air can roll in, bro.
Oh, start the reactor, Quays.
What is it you seek, Mr. Quaid?
Quaid. So.
Start the YouTube stream.
No, we're not doing that this
no,
week.
No, we're not.
For some reason, that was too hard to set up.
Hey. Hey, we're sweating a lot.
Hey,
here.
Yeah, the AC's broke. It's like 85 degrees in Phoenix right now.
We're it's in not Chandler. Broken. It just needs a new thing.
It needs it a looks new. Like a look big, like a battery.
It looks like a big battery. So. I just got to get on the roof and it's hot. I don't know going on the roof.
Anybody, yeah. Anybody been playing anything
I'm
this
rarely
week?
Rarely sober. I kicked Chester's monkey ass in trivia crack, son.
Oh, God. Laurel's actually overplaying with you. Like, she's just like, she wants to full out cheat now.
Yeah,
like,
she did beat me once, and then I shut her out the next game.
Well, I don't.
Completely shut her out.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know when she's playing, so she'll just ask me a random trivia question, and I'm already half zoned out. So she'll ask me the question, and I'll just spit out an answer. And then when I spit out the answer, I'm like, are you playing trivia crack?
No.
Yeah. Stop cheating. Stop fucking cheating. I'm not cheating. You're just helping me. I'm like, that's cheating. Well, I don't know.
That is almost the exact definition of cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating. Asking someone else for the answer is most definitely cheating.
But then again, mm-hmm. if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
No, it's called using your resources.
That's right.
There's no phone a friend in trivia cracks.
Says you.
Well, you get tokens and you can use those little cheats down at the
she
bottom.
She owes you tokens.
Damn straight she does.
Yeah.
So you should convert that into whatever currency you take.
And then I was gonna play. I was gonna play GAT, but I repurposed my HDMI cable. I didn't feel like hooking it back up.
And then your entertainment center exploded.
And then my entertainment center spontaneously combusted. It was everywhere. It was how far is it from my TV to my couch? 8-10 feet.
Yeah, easy.
It was all the way like under the couch. There was so much glass.
Jeez, dude,
it was crazy.
Well, that was. I mean, it was that tempered
it was
glass.
Like
so
fucking poltergeist.
Yeah, that Maybe. Makes sense if it's tempered.
And all the it must have exploded pretty good because those DVDs were on the right in the picture. They're on the left. They flew like 2 feet to the left.
Oh wow!
Wow,
pretty nuts.
Back
yeah.
into the left.
So no more Back. IKEA furniture, I guess. I gotta get rid of all the glass.
That's scary.
But then she asked me to hang that big ass mirror over the couch. So figure that out.
No. Mm-mm. No, that's a... I'm not even going to push
it's
the button.
It's already here. Hanging up. It's her
Oh,
funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, did she take little naps there? Little dog naps? Just going to break and...
Yeah.
Well, maybe
if
to fall
If I ever
behind.
Want to get rid of her, I guess...
Oh, is that where the... Wait. So is that... Where's the Rambo poster going to go?
I don't know.
It's just sitting... I walked in, fucking Rambo's just sitting there.
Oh, well, I had to dust it off.
You should probably go to get that professionally framed.
It is professionally framed. I'm a professional.
You're not a professional framer.
No, but I am some kind of professional.
of something that isn't framing.
That's right.
So
you got to fix my door still.
Yeah, I'm a professional framer. See? I fix his door.
Done.
So, Charles, you been playing anything? You been doing anything?
Yeah. I've been playing Destiny a little bit.
That's
still.
Fun. Cool.
I played Ali Ali 2. I don't know if you guys have seen
what
that
What the
yet.
Fuck
that
is
sounds
that?
Japanese.
It sounds so Japanese.
No, it's a skateboarding game. It's a side-scrolling
oh, Ollie.
Skateboarding game.
Like
Ollie. Yeah, see, it's a play on words.
Oh,
like,
wait.
Side-scrolling skateboard? Like Skate or Die?
Yeah. Like
yeah,
that.
I want to do that.
Dude, it's awesome.
Wait. Is it like Skate or Die meets like, what is that? That Trials or something?
Yeah, you could think of it like that, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, then I might be in for that. What's that? Is that on the PS4 or something?
Yeah, it's PS4.
Out. I'm out.
I'll go ahead and,
I'm out.
I'll go ahead and download it.
Careful.
How much was it?
Careful
five,
with your
bucks?
Credit card.
I got it for free because I have
Shut
PlayStation
up.
Plus.
Don't Ooh. Put your credit card on PlayStation Network.
Well, we can talk about that in a second.
Yeah, we'll get there. But I played that, and then I was an idiot, and I decided to play Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs is...
If only you could run up walls.
That's I sort of, fell yeah. off pretty quick on that game. What
yeah,
did you
like,
think?
Like, it's not a bad game. It's yeah. just not fun.
It just
it's
falls
not.
Far.
Well, after the first lady falls hostage short, got short. Shot when I couldn't figure out how to make the camera work in my favor, like, you know, I had to bounce around, and then she's got shot. I'm like, I'm done with this game. I'll never learn it.
Yeah, it's so fucking slow.
Yeah, it's slow.
You're just driving around waiting for something to happen or walking around waiting for something to happen. Just like reading people's text messages for like an hour. Like,
the spider tank. The spider tank side missions were awesome. That's
Those
all
cool.
I got out of it.
They should make Those a whole cool. game out of that.
They should.
They legitimately could do that. Yeah. It was really fun.
It was fucking awesome.
Can they but just call it spider tanks? I'd buy a game called spider tanks.
Terrible.
Yeah. They can. I will allow it.
World of
you
spider
hear that,
tanks.
Ubisoft? Get on it.
Spider tanks.
Not gonna do it.
Spider tanks.
The movie.
Well, didn't they just have a Steam sale with all the Ubisoft games?
Yeah, there was one this week.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Even though if you buy games through Steam,
I have all the Ubisoft games that I want.
Well, but if you buy Ubisoft games through Steam, you still have to download and install Uplay, and then that fires up.
I bought Assassin's Creed.
Wait, do you seriously have to do it?
Yeah, if you have it through Steam, you have to, like, whenever you select it with Steam, it'll fire
Uplay.
Uplay
up.
So you'll have Steam and Uplay running.
Wow, that is so ridiculous.
It didn't seem to make a difference in the back.
No, it doesn't really, but it's still like one of those, okay, I bought it through Steam, so it's, I mean, it's already legit, but Ubisoft has got to have their DRM.
So I have to verify and then verify again.
Yeah, and then you have to put your penis in the CD tray.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
that's a pretty common occurrence.
It's like two forms of ID, even though I almost lost
pretty
my mind.
Standard.
It's not fun anymore when you have to do it.
Well, no, because I bought Trials Fusion. And it was like, I was really excited about it. And then it took me 45 minutes to an hour to set up after I had already installed it. Cause I couldn't remember my fucking Uplay account.
Yeah, that's really
I was so mad.
Annoying.
So, I mean, I got over it and it fires up fine now. I'm actually excited to go back and play that with the new stuff I got coming. But how about you, Chester? You wanted to play Unity with me, but I don't have the means yet. And
that's
I don't think I'm going to get a free game of, or did you still have that free game? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take you up on that because my video card is in the mail. Because
I have no interest in playing Far Cry 4.
Oh, it's either one, either
it's one of the two, or the Midnight Club or whatever that racing game.
You give
game
him that free game thing, and he's and be like, Dirk, you want to play Unity? He's like, oh, I just downloaded Far Cry 4 instead.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah,
I actually just wanted to see how it run on my new video card, bro.
I would go the opposite way, and I'd actually download Midnight Club. Because that game, I hated those games for the PS2.
I hate racing games in general.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dirk being an asshole.
Am I an asshole? What?
You owe me $35.
Oh, you got me a Raspberry Pi 2?
Yeah, the Raspberry Pi 2s are here, folks.
Oh,
not only that, today is Pi Day.
It is Pi Day.
It is Pi Day.
So we're recording on Saturday. It's Pi Day.
Yay.
So,
I'll be there.
What time? 9:26 tonight? Like do a shot or something.
Is that right. When? Is it 9? Yeah, because that'll
be... it's 3-1-4-1-5-9-2-6-5-3.
Oh, so the 1-5 is even in there.
Yeah.
It's super Pi Day.
Like, it is legit Pi Day.
It will not happen for another 100 years.
Yeah, so we'll have to do something fun for Pi Day tonight while we're playing D&D. It's so tiny, isn't it?
Yeah, this is
it's
amazing.
It's adorable.
Carefully, don't break it.
Yeah, it's brittle.
Whoa.
And actually, it's really well.
Funny without any
visuals. It's really well constructed. It feels real solid.
It looks like a fan boat.
Dude, you got... It is. Put Archer in here.
I'm having so much trouble firing off
dude,
all the
fucking
jokes
here. The circuit board on just my wireless card is bigger than that. I can't believe they would just shove so much stuff in that tiny little board.
So it's got a little ribbon. So cool. Oh, wait. Is that a ribbon monitor for like what is it? A USB, or not a USB, a laptop monitor? That looks
bitch,
like
I don't know. Read it. It says on there.
It says camera.
There you go.
There's a camera? Really?
Yeah, that supports a camera now.
Oh my god. Dude, damn. Can you guys give me a minute? Just like, can you
I'm
guys
wipe
just
my dick all over this thing.
Right. No, I'm psyched about this because
so
we
a
should
minute in some lotion?
We should install a camera for taking selfies into the arcade build.
So I bought two of them. So Dirk can play with one. We're gonna,
but that's not a bad
idea. It's not a bad idea, or even something like so you could stream yourself playing.
Yeah,
on your own. We're getting ahead of ourselves on this arcade.
Let's see if we can make it do anything first.
Now,
so we got the Raspberry Pis.
Let's walk before we run.
I dropped it. It's already broken now. So we put in our.
It's only 35.
Not to get too far ahead of the curve, but
it does.
It
does have a display.
We put in our proposal for Comic-Con.
We did,
and the Raspberry Pi is for an arcade we'll be building for Comic-Con. If our proposal is accepted. So if you're in Phoenix, come to Comic-Con, watch us put together an arcade, and
so,
you can hopefully win it.
Side question.
If this all goes well.
If that proposal is accepted, do I get to go?
Yes. I didn't put your name on the
kidding?
List.
You're paying for a fourth of the arcade build.
I can't build a fucking thing, but all right.
Well, no,
neither can I.
Well, no, here's the thing. So did you order the case be cut out?
I sent him an email. I was like, let us know what you need as far as money goes. And then he hasn't answered me.
Okay, because don't.
Like, we got like 10 weeks. So I was like,
well,
can you start now? Let us know what you need.
Well,
because
the longest thing is like going to be the painting thing.
Yeah,
so
I haven't seen an answer from him yet.
Well, because when he comes back, tell him not to cut the buttons for the control panel and or like loop me in on it because I wanted to do like the three arch arcs instead of the flat ones. But he'll cut that out all for us. So.
Oh, like the straight across buttons you want to do?
Well, no, I want to. Oh, come on.
Long time to
see. Do you want? Okay, so we're actually going to do like a 1 hour live arcade build. But what that's going to require is that we need to build the arcade first, have it so we can
and
take
put it
apart.
Together like fucking IKEA furniture.
So it sounds like you two know how to build shit. And then Chester and I are just basically going to talk to people for about an hour.
We're the colored commentary.
You're
the commentary. Clearly, I'm the colored.
Well, I get it. I'd probably be doing most of the talking because by the time it gets to like when we're done, it's just literally going to be holding the sides up, putting in
it'll
bolts.
It'll probably mostly hold this while Ryan uses tools, and then Dirk knows the whole thing in and out, how to build an arcade.
Yeah, because I've done like 5 or 6 of them.
So it's like this old house, but for arcade machines.
Yeah. So
and this old cabinet,
and we're gonna sell raffle tickets to raise money, hopefully to pay for it.
I kind of sent that under the radar, so we're gonna have to. That wasn't part of our Comic-Con proposal because I didn't want
the
to.
Raffle.
Yeah,
but we still can.
Well,
but we're just kind of not going to tell
sure,
them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Proposal denied.
We gotta
fuck these guys.
We gotta pay for the panel position. We gotta pay for the arcade build.
Yeah.
Someone's gotta buy.
Gotta
us
make
beer.
Some of this money back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we gotta pay that guy back. But no, it should be cool. I'm excited about this because. I've never got to fuck around, but I do have a couple USB drives that are just not USB drive. USB hard drives that I can totally just donate. I mean, use for this.
These seriously showed up like an hour ago.
That's awesome.
Like right before
That's
you guys got here,
awesome.
The mail showed up.
That's
you stuffed
cool.
that big ass envelope in there.
And it's I have to understand what a 40-pin extended GPIO is.
Well. All right. So that's exciting. You guys want to talk about Vidya?
Vidya games?
Vidya games?
Oh, can I talk about my computer?
Absolutely.
You don't really care. I'll lead it off with the Sony thing that popped up on Reddit about how the guys...
I wanted to get in on that. Why don't you talk about your computer? Why don't you brag for a second while I go grab a beer?
Go grab a beer.
Hey, grab me a couple.
Since you... Don't get too... I'm,
and start.
We have to...
You know,
we still have
I will
to,
take a single beer.
We have to... Yeah, we have Just to... One. We have to D&D after this, and I don't want to turn into whiny, bitchy, cry, Dirk. Like
that makes three of us.
Fuck you, Chester. Listen, to defend myself, I don't want characters to die because I never thought I could get attached to a little fucking resin character.
My characters aren't going to die, bro.
I was also very angry at the dice roll that day because
I rolled one twice.
Anyway.
Wait, on a 10, a 15, or a 20?
On a 20.
You rolled a 1 on a 20.
Twice.
That's pretty damn good.
I had to buy my way. I had to bribe my way out of us. Like,
we almost had to fight like 200 people.
No. That doesn't. He basically told me outside that wouldn't
that's
have.
That's right.
We would have been captured. We would have been knocked out.
And then we would have found out everything we needed to know, but it's too late. But I was rolling great that night.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. So anyway, you know, to piggyback off the Sony thing that we're going to talk about is that I got my bonus, so I bought 2 solid state drives, a new case, and a fucking Galaxy NVIDIA GTX 980 SoC edition.
You bought the 980 also, huh?
I bought the 980.
Good for you.
Super overclocked edition, and it got nothing but rave reviews. Like,
dude, I was looking at some benchmarks earlier. The 980 was like up there.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Oh no, I will never. Like, I don't have anything. I was thinking about selling my old motherboard, processor, and video card with my case combo to try to come up with enough money just to buy more another processor and MOBO to keep up with this video card, because I think it benchmarked at like 175 frames a second or something like that.
Jesus, dude, that's ridiculous.
That might as well just be like real life, like, oh.
Right?
And I bought a solid state drive for my operating
system.
It's a
new video card. Might as well go outside.
Yeah. It might as well. I just put a window up. But I bought a solid state drive, so that's my first. Like,
ooh, how is that? Have you noticed the
I haven't got it yet.
Ah, you fucker.
No, dude. It's literally push the button, turn it on, and it fires up like the.
Well, Dan had one, and it was just like that. But Dan always has really good stuff.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Well, then
for someone that going from average to like really good stuff.
I heard it's
going to
be the shit.
The difference.
And then I bought another solid state drive to install my games on, so my games will run off the solid state drive and the system. So I should be like.
Blazing.
Oh, so good. I feel so good. But
Warren's going to stream so hard.
I was going to buy the 970 until I read about the Sony thing, because I was like, I was going to maybe try to save a little bit of money and not go such a high video card and buy a console.
But now you're like, fuck consoles?
Literally, I read it that day and I was like, that's why I'd be like, fuck Hector. It is warm in here.
It is warm in here. Why don't you guys just stop fucking sweating for a second?
Well, we got 4 grown men, probably a collective.
Drinking ice cold beer.
Yeah, man. Shit. I'm cool.
is that like cool as a cucumber cool, or like cool
or
as
or like sitting directly? I bet him and Chester feel great. Right, they're right the directly under the fan.
It's not that hot in here, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. We're sitting in the corner.
I also got
there's nowhere to
there.
Escape. I'm just fat.
No, with that Sony thing where the guy's account got hacked, his Plus account got hacked.
So how much did he lose?
$650.
$650.
And he called Sony's customer service, and they're like, we can either reimburse you $150 and then...
Credits.
$150 in-store credit.
Oh, in-store credit?
Not even money back.
Yeah, and then didn't so like bad, his account would like be suspended for 6 months or something like that?
No, I read about that.
Yeah, so if he contested the charges, right?
No, if you reassign your account to a new system, you can only do that once every 6 months.
Okay.
So whoever hacked his account reassigned his account to their system, so he can't even use his account on his for 6 months.
And then if he disputed the account, they would just ban it.
They would ban his
they
account.
The bank would give him his money back, and he would not be able to use his account, including anything he'd paid for in that account legitimately.
Well, and he said he only had, a couple games on there. Yeah, one of them was The Last of Us.
It was The Last of Us Remastered or something. And a bunch of people were like, a bunch of people offered him free copies, which was really nice.
Yeah.
But he's like, that's not the point.
No, and that's he's like I don't need it. I have the money to buy it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the
and
money.
And no, that I saw
it's
that
just
and
a
that's
shitty
why
customer service thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so terrible. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good. I mean, it was good of the Reddit community to step up and offer to pay, and I'm glad cuz that blew up, and that's one of the first times I was just as a consumer, that happened. I'm like, "You know what? Fuck that. Fuck you. I'm not going to pay for that because you guys treat
we'll
people
stick
like
with
dogs."
Steve, who has an A+ rating on the
that could be number two.
And that's a tease.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let that be a lesson to you.
Well, so
stop putting your credit card number or stick with a PC. PC Master Race.
Yeah.
Stick with a PC. Keep it secure. That way you can run your own security and make sure it's secure.
No, somebody was actually, they made a good point is that whenever they registered their account, they used a prepaid Visa card that they could reload anytime that they wanted.
Dan has, a lot of credit card companies will make you a one-time use number.
Yeah, they will.
So if you want to buy a game, you get that one-time use number.
Yeah.
You go in there and you use it. It can never be used again.
Nice. Okay.
So like my Steam account, I never save my, I just put in my number every time. I know it's convenient to say remember my number. But I just put it in every time because fuck people. They're just the worst.
Yeah.
So
I think I do PayPal through Steam because PayPal for me has become that might as well be, it's just as easy. You just go in, sign in, push the button, yes, charge my card because everything's saved in my PayPal account.
Yeah.
And that's pretty secure. So I PayPal everything now, man. Everything.
PayPal me $35.
I will PayPal you $35.
If you give me another
right
gift card, I'm going to slash your tires.
Why? You use that?
No, I didn't. It's still sitting on my fucking counter. Who the fuck uses gift cards? Old ladies.
Hold on. What kind of gift card was it?
It's just a Visa gift card. It was for $25, though. Dude, what the fuck am I going to do with that?
Can I just give him 25 bucks in cash? Just round up, maybe give him a 40?
I like that idea.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's because it was free. You got it from work or something.
I got it as a Christmas gift from my boss.
What happened was he took five other gift cards that he got. They were $5. Combined those to a $25 card.
I went to one of those stores that I could buy gift cards or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say you'd have to pay $3 to get the card and then the $25 that you put on it.
But it's good because it's super annoying for Ryan. Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
That's dedicated to the troll right there.
The debt's paid. What you do with it, that's on you.
What's your email that you have linked to your PayPal?
Can we do it after the show?
I'll do it right now. I get scared.
I'll do it later.
I'll do it later.
We just talked about internet security.
Can I get your social security number and then your PayPal information?
Mother's maiden name.
With the last four. So
Valve got, apparently Valve has a customer service rating with the Better Business Bureau of F.
Fantastic.
But
don't call them. Just play the fucking games.
Well, pretty much what they're saying here, and this is actually a quote from them, the Better Business Bureau is a far less useful proxy for customer issues than Reddit. We don't use them for anything.
That's pretty funny,
actually. They don't provide us useful data. As useful of data as customers emailing us, posting on Reddit, posting on Twitter, and so on. They're basically calling the BBB a fossil.
A fucking waste of time.
And a waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
They're self-serving because apparently they take money from companies.
Oh, they're Yelp.
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically what they are. Yes. They are proto-Yelp.
Okay,
yeah,
Now, I don't know why I remember this, but another person who has an F rating on the Better Business Bureau for their restaurants is Wolfgang Puck. only because he refuses to pay the dues to the Better Business Bureau, so they fucking railroaded him. So, like, with that, like,
but Valve, he makes soup. There's like soup.
No, he's got like restaurants and stuff. And
I saw one in Vegas. It's one of those places where they put the menu outside so you know not to walk in.
Nice.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that's I saw this. Yeah, actually, I did see this back in 2010. Where he got an F for his business in Los Angeles only because he refused to pay it. He's just like, "Fuck you! I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to play this bullshit."
Yeah, that's a pretty shitty business.
Yeah, so they
that's
gave
pretty much what Valve is doing. It said there's like 700 complaints through them, and they 500 of them are non dealt with because they just don't go to the BBB. Just reach out to Valve. Yeah.
That's really the
directly.
Way to do it. On the
because no one ever leverages the triple B in a positive fashion. It's always, oh yeah, I fucking hate you. So
I went to the Better Business Bureau during the Red Ring thing for Xbox. I was telling you guys about that earlier. Right. So, yeah. That worked in my favor, but that's because I mean I was legitimately pissed off. I don't know how did they get a class action lawsuit for that, for selling fucking shoddy.
I believe they did.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, yeah, they sold me my fucking Xbox. I was really pissed off about it because at the time I didn't have a whole lot of money, and then it red ringed on me. So I fucking sent it in and then filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau.
And then I wrote a strongly worded letter.
No, you just all you do is just like you. It's very, very easy to fill out.
They got a whole form.
Yeah, it's just real simple.
Quick. Oh, yes. Valve's got it right. I mean, really, that's like people do that with airlines nowadays.
We could also be fanboying.
You go bitch on Twitter and they're all over it like that. They hate that negative press.
As somebody who doesn't do business with Valve at all, that's pretty legit. So it's not really fanboying. I mean, that's a more effective way to figure out what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't respond to anything in a timely manner.
Yeah. Valve, you said you've had a really positive
I've never had a problem with
Valve. Well, I mean,
on a
one-to-one basis. Like, as far as, like, affecting large issues where, hey, maybe you guys should put out a statement about this or just say something. Valve is really shitty at that.
Yeah.
Like what?
They don't have to tell you
nothing. Like example?
They will never
like
confirm Half-Life 3.
Ever.
Ever.
That's not a customer service thing. That's
bullshit.
You could argue that it almost kind of is.
It's not. Okay, it's not.
Serve us.
Do it.
Give us what we want.
No, motherfucker, we do not want more hats in fucking Team Fortress 2.
Are you,
we
why
want
not?
Fucking Half-Life 3.
I love hats.
Well, you know what? Maybe they're just, I mean, it's like that thing where maybe it's just not a product that they think is ready to release, or maybe it's not going to be out there. However, that's not a customer service issue.
Yeah, I can make a nice segue right there. Speaking of things that aren't ready to release, Uncharted 4 got pushed back to spring of 2016.
Sure did.
On the heels of what I just talked about, like not owning a console and like going with the PC, I don't care. Like, I stopped.
Really? Love Uncharted,
I do love Uncharted, and I really, really want to play that
game.
What
if you could get a PS4 for, like, $150 like 2 years when fucking Uncharted comes out?
Then I'll probably I'm actually working on some right now. I'm probably going to try. I think I have enough old systems to keep one of each of my systems and then sell my other ones and have enough money to buy a console down the road.
I have enough money to sell my bulk consoles to be able to buy a brand new one. That's,
Costco
really,
out old
I really
consoles,
don't need
basically.
Three Xboxes.
I do own three Xboxes. Oh, no.
What I'm saying.
Do what I own three still?
No, it's six.
Is the number greater than three?
They're breeding.
I saw.
Are they like grimace?
No Xbox. No.
Did you feed one of them after midnight?
Spraying them with water.
I own two Xbox 360 and two
Should
PlayStation.
Be like Ryan
3s.
And get them all your consoles fixed.
Oh yeah, just like snipped. Just give them a little snip.
Yeah, man. Didn't you listen to Bob Barker?
Well, because
spare
what happens?
Neuter, bro.
Well, here's what happens. Like people have
get their wires tied.
Dude, people have broken consoles and then they don't know what to do with it. And then along comes me. I'm like, hey, you know, I'll take that off your hands for cheap. And then they sell it to me on the cheap, and I go get it fixed by my my buddy Travis.
By shady Craigslist people?
No, I didn't find him on Craigslist. I found him through Emmanuel.
So
he
no,
probably
no,
found him on Craigslist.
He did not deny the shady part.
You take him over
Travis,
the console, and you're like, don't get it in my eye. And then they give you the console back.
Travis
found him on Casual Encounters.
I did, yeah.
The Casual Encounters of Gaming.
It's our sister podcast. Yeah.
It's just like, so you're just going to stand
there? Did
you say
it's your sister's podcast?
No, it's our sister podcast. Ew. So what you guys want to talk about? Talk about something quick.
The BBC is making a documentary about Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, then I'm in. Dude, I love video game documentaries. Like I was telling you. Oh,
Rockstar has no interest in making movies based off their games. And I applaud them for that. We don't need movies based on games that are like movies already.
Because, yeah, we've already.
It takes away the cool aspect where you actually influence shit. I don't need that. See, I don't need that.
Well, Max Payne turned out really, really good.
Or Dirk, you don't just, need
Dirk
that.
Almost just spackled that monitor with beer.
I didn't need that. I wasn't ready for you to go that urban. You see, I don't need that.
But apparently, the BBC, as they describe it, GTA is one of the most extraordinary, creative, and controversial success stories of our time.
Yeah,
true.
And they are going to be documenting the whole rise from nothing.
So it's basically going to be a feature length. All your history are belong to us.
Ooh, that'd be nice. It's, I like watching those a lot.
It's going to be a series.
Cool.
It could be pretty good, man. That
all
jump
about
from
Rockstar Games. Yeah.
Well, I was jump from GTA 2 to 3. Just epic. Seeing anything about that development process.
Yeah. Well, that was the game that I was pissed off that
start over.
I didn't know
this.
Was
no, they legitimately did, because GTA 3 started out as another top-down shooter, and somewhere in the middle, they're like,
they were actually paid to develop a 3D game for the N64.
There was one. I just watched it the other day. It was dog shit. It looked so fucking bad.
It was like blocky and orange and looked like construction.
Yeah, I think about halfway through, they were like, "Well, no, this is stupid.
No.
Let's just use this engine we've built."
Well, the game did
and make
use
a
it.
New GTA game.
Yeah, they on that new Funhouse channel, the SI Gaming guys went to, they have like a where they play demos. Someone sent them a huge fucking folder full of demos, and that was one of them. Before Rockstar was Rockstar, they made this really crappy.
I think they were always Rockstar.
Well, it was Rockstar North before they were Rockstar. Before they were part of Rockstar. And it was just weird. It looked like GTA 3, like the style of it, but it was just like fog. You couldn't see far in like 30 feet.
Well,
and
sounds like an N64.
Yeah, and everything drove really weird, but you could definitely tell it had the same feel to it.
I will take your Superman.
That's where it came from. And I wish I could remember the name of the fucking game.
Oh, I still have that. I got it working, though.
Fuck that game.
It's just fog. No, didn't they, because they did Midnight Club. Rockstar did Midnight Club.
Yeah.
And didn't they do Driver, or did they not do Driver?
No.
No, they didn't do Driver. But Midnight Club, like, kind of opened up these. Like,
nope, they couldn't have done Driver, because that was a video game, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
No, that was a movie.
They couldn't have made video games
because
it's a video game?
No, what was the video game movie?
I think they just made a trailer.
With Pinkman in it.
Yeah, bitch, I think it was Driver.
That's Need for Speed.
That was Need for Speed. Okay. Because they don't do movies.
Anyway. I watched it. If it's a documentary about video games, dude, I love documentaries. Like, I sent that to you, that 9-part documentary on the Smash Brothers. I don't relate with any of the guys that played that. They were a little weird. Some of them were like straight gangster, like from New York, which I can't really. Oh no,
hey,
they were
at
like
least, at least they're well, like
that's how a lot of the fighting game community as a whole is.
Why watch like, that? I watched.
Have you seen the "Who's Bitch This Is" video?
Is that the big black guy talking to that little wormy white dude? Like
no,
just screaming
no,
at him.
There's just like this little skinny black dude, and he makes a comeback. I think it's like in fucking Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or something like that. And he just beats this chick, and then out of nowhere, like she comes up and just grabs him by the collar. And he knows he can't just punch a chick in the face. And he just goes, "Whose bitch this is?"
Like, like shit got real all of a sudden. Like,
dude,
he's like,
it is so hilarious.
Yo, get your bitch under control.
Well, no, I can't.
Yeah, basically.
Like, she can't think for herself.
I can't remember.
Dude,
no.
It's great. We need to watch it as soon as possible.
No, whose bitch I want to see. Is. I want to show you the other one because there's just like this guy's like 6'3", 6'4", huge black dude. And he's just talking mad shit to this kid, like this little white dude, like the, I mean, you can
the
tell
stereotypical
he's
stereotypical dork.
Like, yeah, he's like he's maybe like 110 pounds, like just long, disgusting hair, like down to here. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the guy that works at GameStop.
Yeah, like well, you know, back in the day before. So anyway, this black guy's like physically getting up in his face and talking shit, and the guy's not doing anything, but it looks like he's about to bully like or punch the kid in the face. So they play the game. I think it was Marvel vs. Capcom or something like that. Yeah. And the little white dude wins, and he automatically goes from like quiet and reserved. He's like, "Now one day you're gonna stop and you're gonna forget what my dick tastes like. Don't let that happen." And it was just
that's good. That's real good.
truth.
Well,
like,
well, he actually said that. He's like, one day you're going to come back and want to talk shit. And then, like, it was like beautiful. Like, he just must have been waiting to use that.
Holy shit. That's gonna fucking amazing.
He was probably like, Lord. I'm going to wait until I win, then I'll talk shit. Instead of being a fucking punk ass.
But he, I mean, the line, like, verbatim was, like, one day you're going to forget what my dick tastes like.
That's a great line, man.
That's pretty good.
That's a good line.
So
can we use that at D&D tonight?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, you know, I was actually...
I'm going to say that to my twin sister's character.
But anyway,
and we're done. Well,
going back to the fighting thing, like I watched that whole the Smash Brothers documentary, and I sent it to these guys. Should I email it to you so you can like get it whenever you want to watch it at home, but then you won't watch it? Anyway, it was like really good. I love watching any type of like video game, the movie, indie game, the movie, or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I watched
5 minutes of video game, the movie.
Yeah,
and
I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think I watched video game movie. I think I watched indie game. The movie.
Yeah, I probably watched. Indie game.
I went Phil Fish in
it. Might be more interesting.
Indie game, the movie was a little bit better, just because I like the Team Meat guys. Although the one guy was one like neurotic, and watching Phil Fish fall apart was fun.
Fuck
and awkward.
Phil Fish, though.
But I don't know that video game, the movie. I couldn't get in, and I couldn't take Samwise Gamgee seriously. So it's weird for me.
It took me. You know what? I think maybe that's why I liked it because I forgot. Or I didn't know that was him for like the first 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I even got his, I mean, I think
underwear
I read it.
In the mail.
I got it, no, but I read it. I mean, I read his name and I'm like, who is that? That sounds familiar. And then,
who is that?
I don't know that. Was that Rudy? Yeah.
So sticking with fighting games, you want to talk about it? Or do you want me to talk about it?
I mean, it was just kind of a teaser trailer or a teaser. Jason Voorhees is going to be the new character in the next Mortal Kombat.
That's pretty awesome.
It is.
I can't wait to see how that's going to turn out. I mean, he's so big.
Oh yeah. No, he actually
does he have a move where he like disappears? He disappears and comes out from behind a tree 20 minutes later. Like you just sit there and wait.
Will he use environmental?
Shows up randomly in the middle of another fight. To win his previous fight.
Right? Comes up behind you when you're not ready for it. That's his finishing move.
it's actually brilliant because that's going to be awesomely brutal. Like,
I'm really curious. Like, do you really do the sleeping bag thing?
Oh, he
beats him against that fucking tree?
Yeah. Will he take his mask off?
I don't know. Probably. He's done movies. Yeah. It's just so gross.
Well, I just remember the one that I saw, like, that I think it was like, Friday the 13th 5, where these people were camping. Shocker. I mean, that always happens.
Is that Jason Goes to the Zoo?
Yeah, it's Jason goes to the zoo and gets a sucker. Jason goes to the dentist. Is that...
Look of disappointment.
That kid's name was Jason, wasn't it?
No, it was Davey or David.
David goes to the dentist. Something. He's just in the back. I can't feel my face.
Is this real life?
You got your mask on, Jason. He starts swinging his sword or his machete. Anyway, no. These two people are in the tent. I mean, they're having sex, and this chick's riding this dude, and then Jason Voorhees finds like that those big green stakes that you use for fences. And like,
oh, like a fence post.
Yeah, fence post. Yeah. Runs it through her, like hits
well
her. In, well, hits her in the stomach, and then he just like rips her in two, like just she splits in two. So apparently,
like Conan the Librarian.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it comes so fast.
God. Well, it's a good fit for me.
Oh, how'd you know, babe?
It's like, well, he told her he was going to split her in two.
Well, if he splits her in two, does that automatically make it a threesome?
Ooh.
No.
Asking the hard questions.
But then does that make it incest?
Is she fingering herself in some manner?
Wow.
So wait. So wait,
no,
if he splits her in half,
what is happening?
And technically you bang twins.
All right. We're done with that shit. We are done.
Dirk.
Yes.
Dirk, have you seen the trailer for the new Paula Deen game?
Paula Deen?
Paula
Deen. Oh, you are missing... It's like if they made an In the Mouth of Madness video game starring Paula Deen.
It's
no, that's what the trailer is.
That's what the trailer is. It's just she's just wide eyed and she looks crazy and she's just pouring things into a bowl and she looks like she wants your soul.
Is it like a?
Yeah.
She's staring through you.
Is it actual like live
the
video?
The darkness behind
you.
Yeah, it's live video. Like
well,
she actually did this stuff.
The video, fucking game is commercial. Candy Crush with fucking eggs in it, but. It's
commercially
Paula Deen's Recipe Quest.
Yeah, go if you haven't watched that, go watch it.
Where it's ingredients fall from the top and you have to match three ingredients.
Did you guys already make the joke, Charles? Sorry, you can't play this game.
Well, it was assumed.
It was assumed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm assuming they already took it down or they haven't put it up yet. I went to download it and it's not available on the Play Store.
Really?
In any way, shape,
is she still getting backlash for being a white woman from the South?
For being a white lady 40 years ago? What the fuck?
Sorry. I don't know. Your take? Thank you. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Don't care.
It's a different time.
Race is going to be racist.
Yeah, it's a different time. It's a different
Haters
place.
Don't hate.
Well, that would be, I mean, all right, so I don't know.
Maybe she's not that person anymore. I want her back on TV showing me how to eat butter.
Oh, dude, she could doll up.
I don't know how to eat butter.
She could doll up butter like nothing else.
You just got shushed.
Just put a little butter on your butter.
There was some shush action going on there.
You just got shushed.
I didn't shush him.
I heard
shush.
No, it was going to be like, I was going to say doll up butter, like I was agreeing. I wasn't.
Okay, because he was getting loud.
No, I wasn't shushing him.
I feel like you're trying to walk your shush back.
I'm very passionate.
I'm not walking
butter.
A shush back. I would never shush him. Yeah. I mean, this is collectively our show.
Maybe it would just tell me to shut up.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm on board. I like Paula Deen for everything. Like, I wanted her to be on the screen, like I wanted her to like be on TV until she died of a heart attack on live TV from eating so much fucking butter.
Or until like the bleach eats through the bottom of her jaw.
Yeah.
She looked like she lost some weight in that commercial.
Yeah, she probably switched to margarine.
It's all the stress.
I can't believe it's not butter, perhaps.
That's right.
Hey, sidetrack. I mean, side note, what I am excited for, and I've watched it multiple times, and I'm it's nothing to do with video games. Straight Out of Compton. Like, I already told Laurel we are going to watch that in the
you
theater.
You asked me that at like 7 o'clock in the morning. You're just like...
I asked both of you
Is Ice Cube's son playing Ice Cube? Yes, he is.
I did not... Well, because I thought we talked about it earlier where we talked about how...
We did talk about that.
Well, I thought the guy...
I talked to someone at work about it.
Well, I think we talked about how the actor that they got to play Eazy-E was pretty spot on.
Right. Well,
we
Ice
talked
Cube
about.
Sons.
Well, I this thought Kevin. I thought actually. Kevin Hart should play Eazy-E.
Yeah, there you. That was. Yeah,
we had that discussion a while back.
Well, because after watching the preview, I went back and I'm like, that guy looks exactly like Ice Cube. I'm like, how the fuck did they find a kid that looks exactly like Ice Cube and talks like him?
Genetics.
I didn't. Well, I went to IMDb. What's is it?
O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah, O'Shea Jackson. It's like O'Shea Jackson.
As I like to call him. As I like to call him, Crushed Ice.
What?
Is that Ice Cube's son? Crushed Ice.
It's just a snow cone.
The smaller Ice Cube.
Oh, see, I was thinking maybe
no,
more
Ice
Arnold
T.
Palmer.
Ice
Shaved
T.
Ice.
No, Ice T's son would be Crushed Ice.
Why?
No.
Ice Cube.
No, his Ice T son would be
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's where I was going.
It's a half and half mix.
Exactly.
See, this man knows where I'm going with this.
Yeah. No, you literally took the words out of my mouth.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Caught up. Anyway,
when does that come out? Anyways,
I don't remember because as soon as
in the summer, I think.
Yes, I think it's within like a month, I think.
But we should go together.
That's soon.
And we have to sneak in for
you. You gotta wear your Compton T-shirt.
I will. I usually do.
Headband.
I don't know why I'm not wearing it right now.
Do you guys want to? We should go either to the movie theater in so far South Phoenix.
Nope.
Or Arizona Mills.
That's fine.
I want to know if it's coming out.
No,
in 3D.
I don't want to go to Arizona Mills because there's be too many babies crying there.
Yes, there would.
Yes.
We could go to GameWorks and have some drinks beforehand.
Yeah. Like, yeah. See my old work and be like, hey there, guys. No, but even when that was done, I went back and watched Behind the Music, NWA. Like, I'm excited. I am excited.
Did you cry? Yeah.
Did you watch Cell Block 4?
CB4?
Did you
watch
CB4?
I did not.
You gotta prep, you gotta, man.
Sweat from
you gotta
my balls.
Get the other side.
That was a great soundtrack.
It was.
I used to listen to Sweat from My Balls all the time when I was a kid.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You can lick the.
There's a joke in there.
Well, you
somewhere.
Know what's funny is like being an adult now. Being an adult,
I had
and understanding.
Dreams too.
Well, understanding that like the history of NWA now. CB4.
Oh, it was spot on.
Was yeah,
spot I mean, on parody.
It might as well have been what is it? Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Like this is Spinal Tap for rap. So
it might as well have been Rockstar.
Whoa!
What? Rockstar.
Don't you go besmirching the name of Marky Mark in this house.
Well, that was the this is, that this was is like
our own
it was,
house.
It was based on Judas Priest, but it wasn't Judas Priest.
Yeah.
So CB4 was based on NWA, but it wasn't really NWA.
Well, no, but it was a parody, just like Spinal Tap was.
It was real.
Why no? Well, CB4 wasn't real. It was a parody.
That's,
happened. That's the payback for the show.
You don't remember when Ice Cube came out with that song? I'm Black Hell. I'm Black Hell.
I'm blacker than black, and I'm black Hell.
You don't remember that?
Black and black, 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 black.
Who was that?
Don't quite remember
Killer,
that happening.
Killer Mike? Was that his name?
I don't remember, man.
Watch that movie. That's a great movie.
Well, I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it. That non-video game related. So
wait, hold on. Before you go on any further, yes. Did you watch the video of Suge Knight running that dude over?
No, I didn't.
There's no way he didn't know that he ran that dude over.
Oh, did he just,
maybe the first guy when he backed up and he hit him, but the second guy,
here's the thing,
he was fucking aiming.
Anytime your story goes with maybe the first guy,
because he backed up and kind of turned a little bit.
Sure, you knew,
and maybe he didn't know he hit him, but he went forward and hit both of them. One guy, the guy he hit first, he ran him directly over, and the other guy was in front of him. It's not like he. Maybe he was behind a car and walked out in front. He was like right fucking in front of him.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
He fucking ran that guy over. It's ridiculous. I mean, he murdered somebody.
Again.
I mean, again. But it's on video now.
This time he legitimately, like, there's no denying.
He's not getting out.
This time
there's
like,
no mystery.
This is like OJ walks into a Circle K and, like, cuts someone's throat, waves at the camera, walks out.
Well,
this is
like,
what it looks
like. Will Ferrell actually tweeted, like, right after the Super Bowl, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott's playing the Super Bowl. Something else is back on the air, and Suge Knight is...
It was Missy Elliott and Lenny Kravitz
are playing the Super Bowl.
Are on TV again.
And Suge Knight just killed
somebody. Suge Knight just killed somebody.
The 90s are back.
Yeah.
August 14th is when Straight Outta Compton comes out.
Awesome.
So,
summer. The movie you never thought would happened for some reason.
Exactly 5 months from today.
Exactly.
Pow.
Pi Day.
Wait, yeah, Pi Day.
3 months later.
Can we call it Blackberry Pi Day?
Yes, we can.
Blackberry Pi Day.
Raspberry Pi Day?
Ratberry Pi?
Blackberry Pi Day.
Berry.
What's a blackberry pie?
The darker the berry, sweeter the juice, son.
Pow.
I don't get that.
You don't know things?
No.
PWA?
Jeez, guys.
Pies with attitude?
This uneducated motherfucker.
Is there another word?
Look on his face. Of all the times that we don't have YouTube.
What? I've seen Friday. I understand the analogy.
No.
Just being super white.
No, wait.
Because
in Friday he says the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Well, no, he says.
And he tells him he's wrong.
He says the older the berry, the sweeter the juice. And he says, man, it's the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, she's blacker than
a
motherfucker.
Yeah, she's blacker
too.
Than a motherfucker too.
Yeah. There we go.
It's all coming back to me.
There you go.
And that's why I'm like, fuck Hector. Anyways.
I was gonna be like, fuck Hector.
what else you got here?
I don't know. I'm actually looking for something like an acronym. Is it acronym?
For what?
For pi, so I could work in NWA that begins with an A, like a pie that begins with an A. Never mind.
Apple is a pie that begins with A.
Well, I'm just like, so you actually know it's, you don't have to say apple pie. Oh, Jesus. NWA niggers with apple pies?
No.
What?
Terrible.
I don't know.
That joke passed like a half an hour ago.
It did. My bad. Sorry, I got stuck. I'm on thesaurus.com.
Oh, man.
How about NVIDIA Shield?
The Shield. Come on, stop.
Why? It's this to me sounds like a viable choice. It's $200.
Do you remember you saying that about the Steam machine
and the Ouya?
Damn it. And you know what? They still are, but I went with the PC instead. Like, but if I had kids that wanted a console, I would try
to make them get a fucking job.
What if they're like 7?
Well,
we'd move to China and they get a fucking
child
job.
Start mowing lawns. Start walking dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Well. So whatever.
Somebody
I don't know.
Needs
it just seems silly. Why you wouldn't get that for your kid? They fucking hate you. Well, they're not going to play Call of Duty with
your
friends
your
on that fucking thing.
Future children
hate you. Do I know this?
It's a guaranteed.
It's like that fucking South Park where his mom gets him like the off-brand tablet. That's how it would be. They would plot your death.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's how it would be. Kids are assholes and they will never be appeased. So, it seems stupid.
It's a good thing you're never having any of
that. Yeah, I know. Fuck kids. Like, not physically, but like, anyways.
I mean, at this point, you could probably get away with it.
Why not? Yeah.
You know
no evidence.
You know who else I hate? Every generation but mine.
Right?
Yeah, I'm actually
they're
on
just
on board
with that. Old people are terrible.
Old
too.
People are jerks. They expect the world. The world's coming to me. I'm sorry, old people. Get out of the way.
I'm in the prime of my life.
Children, expect the world as well. You got to work for it.
Yeah.
No.
Get out there and be disappointed and then build yourself back up. Well, the rest of us did.
Well, a lot of the kids, like, now, they actually took a poll. They think that they're going to hit it big. Like, I think for our generation, like, you know, it was going to hit it big, like, you know, with the videos or, like, Jackass or something, or you're going to be, like, a music star or something. Now people just want to be YouTube stars, and they think that's how they're just going to pay.
That's the new movie star.
Not really.
Look at PewDiePie.
Look at
PewDiePie.
I knew we were going to bring that up.
No, look at him. Like, get on Google right now and just pull a bunch of pictures of him and look at
him. Just fist him, bro. Just fist him, please.
Are motherfuckers asking to fist Tom Cruise? No?
I don't think so.
That's right. Go on Twitter right now and ask Tom Cruise to fist you.
No.
No.
Tom Cruise might take me up on it.
I would totally let Denzel fist me. Idris Elba,
anti-fisting stance.
I would not let him fist me, though. He's large.
Idris?
I would let Denzel fist me, but not Idris Elba.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
he's huge. Wait,
are you saying you would fist Idris?
No, I would not let him fist
him. No, I'm asking him. I'm asking Dirk.
Oh, Dirk would let him fist him.
Yeah.
Dirk's a fanboy.
I am a fanboy.
But he has to be wearing, like, his Thor getup.
No, I actually, like, contacts, I prefer him. I prefer him, like, just in what is it called? Like,
Luther?
Walter?
Walter?
Is that the American remake?
I'm really tired.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that.
Well, Luther or his character from Rock and Roller.
I never saw Rock and Roller.
It's pretty good.
But I'm watching The Wire. I just finished season 2. Oh, Stringer Bell. He's a badass. He's a badass.
Motherfuckers give me too many 40 degree days.
This guy knows all the lines.
I need to get on The Wire.
I don't.
I need to get on The Wire.
Here, I got. God, you guys have nothing.
But we also only have 8 more minutes, so.
I got stuff.
Oculus Rift pushed back. Will not be released at all in 2015.
You were saying at the last convention, VRCon. Yeah. Let's call it VRCon.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so. You all say fuck, you know, Steam machines and whatnot. My stance is fuck VR.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I'm lying, so I'm just mad at it in general.
Oh, no. Perfect vision. But.
By the way, I would just like to point that out.
That he made a great.
That one of us is not like the other.
He wears glasses.
Get your fucking glasses. This is ridiculous.
Occasionally,
you're the worst like nerd ever.
I can't help it.
And didn't you have a beard last time you were here?
Yeah, I still have a beard.
No, you don't.
This is a beard.
Get on our level. And what the fuck did you do?
Dude, I just.
I don't even know you guys.
No beards.
Hey, Ryan.
He doesn't have glasses.
Here's to never changing.
That's right. Keep that beard. Keep them glasses. You look good.
Thank you.
Good as
you
fuck.
Too.
I hate both of you.
What else?
So no Oculus Rift in 2015.
Yeah, it's not going to come out in 2015. That. They say
forever.
They
most
say
likely.
That it's because now that we've been acquired by Facebook, that gives us more access to resources that we never had before.
Dude, that thing's never
and we can do it right. And they hired like 300 people, and they're like, now we can do. Like, I used one 3 years ago. 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
And it was neat, but I don't see the...
Well, but here, dude, neat's not going to sell consoles.
Yeah,
how you trailed off after...
What?
I don't see...
I don't see...
Anything?
I don't really see the use for it. Everyone, dude, first-person shooters are going to be so cool. Like they're...
Yeah, I don't...
Nintendo nailed it with the VR Boy.
Yeah. That thing they
was did.
So, yeah,
dude,
never the
Virtual
Boy.
Never
dude, that
forget.
Tennis game...
Virtual Boy, thank you.
So badass.
Yeah. Fucking Wario on the Virtual Boy.
I bet they're like, they're probably worth some cash right now. Some Skrilla.
Just throwing the towel, everybody else.
You know what? I'm sorry. I said that I'm out on every next gen console.
Intended.
I think that I'd actually buy a Wii U before I would ever consider buying any other one, just because of the old school game franchises. Like, I still want to play like Mario, like 8. I still want to have those party type games. So
yeah, I don't know. So are you guys about the Oculus or not? I know I don't me and Charles are not. It just doesn't make any sense.
I haven't used one, so maybe I don't know what I'm missing out on.
It was neat.
On,
I don't.
Well,
it's
here's
just
my
not
problem.
Something I would go all out.
My
like,
problem is that everyone who supports it makes it seem like this is the next great thing. It will completely change video games.
That's because they put money into it.
Probably so.
Well, they have an investment.
They got on the Kickstarter.
But, like, what the... Like, I don't get it. I really just don't. Like, I remember VR. I remember when it came around
the first time. Okay, so it's more than VR. It's not that stupid bullet. Because when you say VR,
when
I think
was the
of
game Pterodactyl.
Well, I think of Lawnmower Man VR. Because whenever you're like,
no. What do you like? Talk? I remember like way back in like 1996.
Yeah, Lawnmower Man VR.
There was a huge push for that shit, and it wasn't just Lawnmower Man shit.
No,
like,
but that's
the same
those,
thing.
Those VR goggles that look like a woman's breast in a swimsuit
that magically look a whole lot like VR headsets.
Okay, so I think you need
not a whole lot has changed.
Well, you need to let that go because. Obviously, that would be like saying, like, well, I'm not on board with video games because Virtual Fighter came out in 1995 and that thing was garbage.
It was not
Virtua.
Virtual Fighter was the shit.
First of all.
Okay, but
don't
if
ever besmirch Virtua Fighter in this
Fighter
house.
Virtua Fighter was pretty bad. I hate it.
Anyway, so if you...
Virtua Fighter?
I hate you guys. Oculus Rift, I think that I would be on board with it. I think it's more of a novelty than an actual gaming system.
Do you want to be that immersed?
Well, that's the thing. When they release of the first like type of horror game for that, like legitimately horror game, someone is going to die of a heart attack. Because that's
not only that. What happens? You got your headphones in and you're just completely in it, and you're in like that, and your goddamn house is on fire.
Go away, Baton.
Baton. That's where I was going. You said horror film. I heard horror film.
Horror
game. Horror. You said horror game.
Horror.
I mean, heard horror game. Horror. I don't want to be. I like the immersion and I like getting into a game, but fuck. Man, I don't want to be.
I'm talking
like,
about
living
some
in the
POV.
Game. Yeah, there you go.
You probably could
suck my fucking dick. Yeah, that's gonna be cool. What?
Night Trap 2.
Yeah, that
Lex
was
Steel.
Wow.
What? What do you say to yourself when you're jerking off?
I'm very quiet.
You don't speak out loud.
No, I'm very...
You don't get a tablet and lay it right here, and then like put your hand behind it and watch like a point of view video, and you're like,
nah, man.
You don't even own a tablet.
Not
you just
you
use
of.
Your phone.
I dropped it
that's
in the toilet. I dropped it in the toilet.
You dropped the fucking Nook in the toilet.
Nah, it's over there.
I'm like that. I gave to you. I'm like you, son of a bitch.
It doesn't do HD.
I like
I
how
no
none of us
anymore.
Are denying that this is a plausible thing that could happen.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's gonna happen. I mean,
and
Ryan.
You just, yeah. And then Nicole's trying to sleep, but I'm in the bathroom.
You know,
suck
my
fucking dick. The
first people to take advantage of virtual reality.
It's going
to
be the point.
Will be the Japanese.
Oh,
tentacle
porn.
You're right.
3D tentacle porn.
Fucking 3D dating games.
Okay, I'm on board.
No.
Dating games.
If I can get octopus dad
girls
in a porno setting.
Octopus dad.
You're bad at games today.
So you want Octodad Deadliest Snatch?
Yeah. So it's 3D, but you're trying to like work his arms and stuff.
Tentacles. You are the tentacles. That's everyone's fantasy.
So, what? You got anything else? Are we gonna keep rambling on? Or are we gonna go fucking roll some dice?
I got good news for Charles. Destiny was named. Best game at the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. Congratulations.
Good for them, I
guess.
They
also named it Game of the Year in fucking Game Informer. I'm like, no.
Game of the Year, bro. Destiny.
Whatever.
Confirmed.
Somebody else named Mordor Game of the Year. Everybody's got their own Game of the Year.
Yeah, like this. Like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Dude.
It used to matter, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Now there's like there's 50 different conventions, and they all have their own Game of the Year.
Did you guys, actually speaking of like Game of the Year and how games are going, did you guys see the new Battlefield trailer? Not that you guys really like first-person shooters. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see
the new Battlefield trailer looks like you're playing Heat, the movie.
Nah.
Oh, dude, it looked... I mean, I don't like multiplayer like that much.
Wait, Heat with like...
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Where's the fan?
Like, I played the beta.
Isn't it supposed to be like a war movie? I thought he was the one with like.
They're like SWAT teams.
Yeah, Pacino
like
and De Niro.
They're not Battlefield.
Battlefield was war.
It is, but it's Battlefield Hardline is now. It's going to be like a SWAT.
Battlefield Hardline Miami.
Battlefield Cops and Robbers.
Yeah. No, do they set it somewhere?
Yeah.
Like CSI.
Yeah, I was going to say like he puts on the glasses.
Enhance.
Jesus Christ.
But no, I played the beta and I didn't like it. I didn't like
really?
It.
Really?
There wasn't enough Kevin Spacey.
No, not that one. It's a new one.
There was a beta a few weeks ago.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
He plays Call of Duty. Kevin Spacey plays Call of Duty in the House of Cards series.
I saw that. Does he play himself in
that actually
Call
just
of Duty?
Came out. We haven't.
The ones you were watching were before he was actually in
Call of
Duty.
It was only 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was in Call of Duty.
Season 1 and 2, he was in it already.
No, that was last year.
But he knew.
He knew.
Probably. Well, he's not the one who.
Are you saying we should never doubt K-Pax?
I'm just saying.
I enjoyed K-Pax.
This is fucking stupid. I don't even think I finished it.
I never watched it.
It's dog shit.
It's a whole lot of nothing. It's like the M. Night Shyamalan, like something with a twist.
It's really not bad.
Well,
the highlight of that movie is the blowy I got in the middle of it. That's about it.
You got a blowjob to fucking
K-bags,
Kevin Bags.
Yeah, man.
Kevin Spacey's wife getting murdered.
Yeah.
That's where I finished. Yeah.
Please talk about something else.
Sorry. That was the climax.
I got a hand job to Powder.
Please. Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, I was jacking off.
He powdered his hand.
I sat on my left hand. So fell asleep.
Oh, man.
And then, hey, did you guys hear? You can send song requests to Harmonix for Rock Band 4. They were getting like...
Don't just pretend like what you just said didn't happen and you just wanted to...
It didn't happen. I just said it. Wait, what? But it didn't really happen. I didn't jack off to Powder. I'm not even sure I've seen Powder. But if I did, I'd probably jack off to it.
So you can send song requests to Harmonix.
So you can send song requests to
that hairless
Rock
boy.
Ooh. I love shave boys.
Mm. Right?
Right? I'm a bear. I need a cub. Okay, now you can play the outro music. All right, anyways, so get over there, send your song requests in.
Yeah.
They will read every one of them. They won't put them all in there.
Nice. I'm going to say, hey, Dragon Force.
No.
And they will say, fuck you.
I'll just keep requesting everything they
probably
had in the
already
old
been done. They should really just include their own, like, make-it-yourself tool, because people are going to make them themselves anyways.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they should make it better. They should do, like, the tool thing. There was a lot of, like songs that sounded really good that they could have taken and made the actual song. So if that one gets popular, they should just convert it and make it, like, real, because it kind of sounds a little weird. Have you played the downloaded songs? They sound a little weird.
Yeah.
But...
Well, sometimes they don't get the rights, so, like, they
covers.
Yeah, they're covers.
Well, it's just
they're
like, not those. It's the people, like, the make-your-own song thing.
Oh.
And people, like, a guy made a Mon Amarth song, and it sounded really cool, but it was just off. It was, like, almost like an enhanced MIDI, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's basically what they all are.
Yeah, so, but they should take, like, the most popular ones and be like, well, people really like this. Let's get the rights to it and make it a real song. That's something they should probably look at. But the song submission,
I can guarantee
cool.
I'm not. I mean, the most I played those games were like over here sometimes for parties or out at Matt's house for parties. So I don't see myself getting invited out to Matt. I mean, probably will, but
I don't know.
Ever since
you
the,
can get
the
invited
great
here
divorce.
if you want to play Rock Band.
You never invite me over anymore.
I'm not going to come.
Because he's not watching Powder?
He's
not going to come.
No, last time I was there, you put Powder on.
They start
jerking. There you go, come back. Let's
jerking
watch this
off.
Movie.
Fist me, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can start the end.
Done.
Are we done? Are we actually done?
Yeah, no, we really are going to be done now because I can't make any more jokes because I'm about to start crying. And that was good. That was a great episode.
I had a lot of fun.
I want to thank Charles for his intro.
Yeah, good job. Good
best
job.
Intro ever.
Super duper.
Thank you for the beer.
You get to do the outro as well.
I didn't know that.
No, well, but we do a rundown. We'll do a quick little rundown of everything. So
of course. Don't do it yet.
Okay. Yeah. We will point, and then you say, for episode 48,
pow.
My name is Charles.
Yeah, come up with like a catchphrase. Like,
yeah.
For episode 48.
Wiggy wow wow woo!
Yeah. Wiggy wiggy wow wazzle!
I thought the Battle Block Theater episode was a few weeks ago.
It's that one with the Slurms McKenzie.
Shh, it's a secret.
Oh, okay.
So keep watching our Twitter feed.
I was going
to
say, keep watching our YouTube video.
Yeah,
no,
to see if we get some info.
Right now.
Once we get the official word from Comic-Con, we'll be shitting it all over the internet. So
we will.
Keep looking for that.
Maybe I'll even put something on Craigslist about casual encounters and stuff.
Yeah,
and
can I watch it? Get on the Phoenix Craigslist casual encounters.
Yeah.
If you want to come by the house later while we're playing D&D.
Yeah, that's the big thing we're going to do.
We'll throw on powder.
We're going to balk.
We're going to get to work.
We're going to balk on SGC this year. We're probably not going to make it out there. So
yeah. God, it's fun. It's fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of... But it's just way the fuck out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, we definitely can't afford a booth. I mean, if we did anything, we would show up. But if we do Comic-Con, there's no way.
No, we just can't do it. So. And there, you know, there are other things like locally that we should probably be concentrating on. Like,
we still got to go down to that bar. Endgame.
That guy still hasn't gotten back to me from what is it? Slapdick.
Wait.
Glitch slap.
Endgame's on Mill, right?
Yeah.
We'll be down there tonight.
What?
Yeah.
I'm probably
gonna
be down there tonight.
Yeah, you should stop by. It's pretty cool. So you can check us out on Twitter. We are on Stitcher, iTunes, Pocket Cast, all the things.
Catch your dad,
Facebook. We should be.
CasualCowards.com.
Are we doing anything with Facebook anymore? Or is that just still cloning our? We still have to.
We're old and we don't know how to use Facebook.
No, we have work to do. We've got some shit that we need to figure out.
Do you know how to use Facebook?
I do know how to use Facebook.
No. I'm just old and I don't know how to
I just
use
found
Facebook.
A whole bunch of dollar disc auctions that I've been using, so. Anyway.
All right, so for Casual Cowards episode 48, this is Charles.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
Thanks again.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about Bloodborne.
Bloodborne! It's my favorite game.
I want to do some research.
No,
is it yours the same? Bloodborne, hey, I like your hat. Where did you get that hat? All right, yep. Good.
I'm a little tired.
Wait, what's the lead in for the intro? Since this is the first time I've done this.
It's just whenever you want to start.
All right, cool.
It's just we couple, we wait for the
theme of
5 or 10 seconds.
All right, cool.
And then I guess we're going to go round robin then, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go with random.
Just everybody once.
All right, we are...